Well, first of all, it's really, really good to have him back, you know, get somebody back. And we were counting on him to contribute throughout the whole year. So excited to get him back on the field. Now we just got to see, you know, because it's his first week back in full practice. He's moving well. You know, he's moving around well. If he has any soreness, it's very minimal. His role, you know, he'll have to work his way back in. It'll be a lot of special teams, and then we'll see what happens defensively as we move along. But really excited to have him back.
You have all these roles for your linebackers.
Right.
If you start with a smaller role, would it be pass coverage in the nickel or the run defense?
Well, I think it'd probably be with our base, in our base scheme, as opposed to the nickel, but he can play either. But that's how I would see it at this point.
Coach, obviously, we talked about the last couple of weeks not having Joe Hayden in the secondary and the stresses that has provided compounded with injuries in that. Having to face these elite quarterbacks, you had another one in Eli Manning. Could you just talk about some of the things that you've tried to do to compensate for the loss of Joe and keep that secondary still playing at a high level?
You know, we haven't really tried to do a whole lot different. So in that regard, in terms of calls and defenses, we haven't done a lot different. So I hadn't really thought about it like that, you know, to try to change things up or protect our corners. Our guys are very competitive, you know, the people that play on the edge. They have to be to play in this league. They just have to be. They have to be tough and have short memories and get right back up and challenge after they don't look so good on a play. And they've done that for us, and hopefully they'll continue. But it is I know we've said it a number of times, to lose any starter, to lose any player, you know, is hard. To lose starters is really hard. And we'll look forward to getting Joe back, but they've stepped in this week. I know that the Giants have some injuries too and may have some guys miss the game, may not. I don't know that yet, but they are a very talented group, so it'll be another huge challenge, and as you pointed out, with another elite quarterback. So got our work cut out for us. Guys are really excited about it, you know, as they are every week, so I feel good. You know, I like our guys. They just play. They play. They don't complain, and they come after you. Has that TV always been there?
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Not last year. Just this year.
Is that right?
I think it's angled a little more towards you is why you're probably noticing.
That's creepy.
Dick, Ruben is one of the game captains this week. And we've talked about him up here a couple times. One of the things I was wondering is, have you seen him take more leadership? I know he's not a very vocal guy, right. But if so, in what ways?
I haven't seen him take more. He had a lot. He took a lot last year, you know, and he looks the same to me. He acts the same. Everybody looks up to him. Everybody respects him. He's probably assumed more of a role just because that group has those young guys that we just got, and they all have to admire him. You know, you can't watch him play and watch him work and prepare and not admire this player. And then, you know, personally, you know, I don't know him off the field. I'm just around him in the building, but I feel like they have to admire him as a person too, how he conducts himself. So he plays a huge role for us, and he's a terrific player on top of all of that. So, but I haven't felt that he's taken more of a leadership role, but I always felt he had a huge role anyway.
Think about Craig Robertson. We've seen him intercept two passes already. What else does he do for you?
He's got a great attitude. You know, Bill and Chuck do a terrific job getting him ready. He's embraced the whole thing from training camp on. He's very serious about working to make this football team. And then he was very excited about making it, which is always great to see, you know. And he wants to stay. He wants to stay and be a big-time player in the league. And he's got unique abilities. He's got toughness. He's got quickness. You know, he can run. He's a compact. Can deliver a blow. So I think week by week he's gaining more and more experience, and really can't say enough about him, but attitude is hugely important for all of us, you know, and whatever we do it. In this game, it is for sure, and he's got a really good attitude.
I think T.J. Ward obviously had thumb surgery recently. How do you expect to be without him for a game, and if so, how do you compensate for that?
You know, he hasn't practiced to date, as you know, and you'd have to check with Coach Pat on any injury stuff. So, if he can't go, you know, then we have Bubba. You know, he is of the other broken thumb. You know, we have him, and he's a good player. And then Eric and Usama. So, hopefully TJ will be okay. But as of today, he hasn't practiced yet. He's playing really well. TJ's, you know, he's, I think he understands our scheme better. He's really wants to do it right. He's working at it hard. He's done a nice job.
Would you attribute Eli's growth from those first couple of years to, you know, now he's a two-time Super Bowl champ? And what's most impressive about him? Is it the fourth quarter poise that leads to those comebacks?
I think he's got a great, a tremendous grasp of their offense. And I will say that, you know, he's very well coached. They do a terrific job there with them. Their whole unit, you know, from Tom through the whole staff, they do a great job. So he's had the benefit of that. He's calm. You can rattle any quarterback, obviously, if you hit him enough. You know, it doesn't matter who they are. It's just not normal not to get a little bit affected by it. But he throws a nice ball in the face of pressure. He'll stand in there and deliver it accurately. You know, we've seen him do it time and again on video that we've watched. And they have a talented crew around them. So they've all grown kind of together. But he's, you know, obviously when you first come into the league, you're experiencing it all for the first time, the speed of it, the size of the people, the toughness of it. You know, it's just different. It's all very different. And then, you know, once he grew through all that, he's just kept growing. And he, like you pointed out, he's got two championship rings on his shelf now.
We were talking to Dmitri Patterson, I think it was the day after the Baltimore game, and he was pretty strongly defending his, you know, performance against Bolden in the second half, and kind of Bolden went off there. And the one thing that I seemed to notice was that he was pretty tight in coverage in a lot of those instances. You know, it was perfectly thrown balls, and Bolden did a nice job catching them. But did Dmitri need to play the ball better? Because it seemed like there were times where his bat, you know, even though he was tight in coverage, he didn't turn around in time, or he wasn't aware that the ball was coming.
I would say that in general, no. I mean, there were some exceptional throws. I mean, they just made them, and they made plays. All that being said, and Dmitri would probably be the first one to point it out, he's got to make plays, you know. He's just got to make a few more plays. I love Dmitri. I mean, he's just going to battle you to the end. There were some exceptional throws in there. Bolden's a big receiver, you know, big and strong, strong hands. Throw the back shoulder fade on press, really hard to defend. The one he caught on the sideline, we were inside man, threw it outside and high. I don't know many people are going to get to that. You know, so he threw some really good balls and made some really good catches, and Dmitri made some good plays too. So,
you mentioned Warren hasn't practiced all week. No Hayden. Every week there's a fire that you have to put out. Do you just take that as one of your job responsibilities, or is this season becoming a little more unique in that regard?
I think some seasons you suffer more injuries than others. I've never been able to figure out why. And you always study your program or study how you do everything, and can do it the same way 2 years in a row and have no injuries 1 year and a bunch the next. It just is that kind of a game. And everybody has them. It's not like we're alone in the league. You know, you have to find ways to play over them, and the next guy has to step up and play. So it's just kind of part of our game.
I think you mentioned a couple more. A little bit ago. Just looking ahead,
You know, I haven't been through these things that often. A lot of it will depend on his conditioning. You know, I'm going to assume, knowing Joe, that he's going to come back in really good shape. I assume he's been training the whole time, you know. And then we'll just have to see, and then Coach Pat will make a decision, you know, as we move along. But I don't really have an answer or a lot of experience with that. I think at his position, a lot of it will depend on conditioning.
He's played this week. Where's his confidence after, you know, starting those first 2 weeks and then being inactive the last two games?
Hopefully it's high, because he knows, he's been told that the nature of our business is he will be back on the field. You know, as soon as he was put down, you know, we told him he'll be back, unless it's a very unique year. He's going to have another opportunity, and he's got to be ready to go. He's a smart guy. He's a very good guy, quality person. I think he'll be ready to go and play.
You worked under Tom in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen, you know, there's that documentary last week, I don't know if you saw it, but have you seen a big change in him from the Jacksonville days to where he is now with the Giants, personality-wise?
Well, I haven't coached with him for a long time, and Tom and I were assistants together in Green Bay. And then in Jacksonville, I worked for him. I don't know. I wouldn't guess as in coaching, because I haven't been with him. As a person, I haven't. I mean, this is, you know, he's as good as it gets as a person, as a coach. It's as good as it gets in the business. So there's no. That's why he is who he is. That's why they are who they are. You know, he's done a terrific job everywhere he's ever been.
What do you like about Kitchen that's allowed him to stay in the rotation?
We really like Kitch. You know, he's big and thick. We like big guys. We like a very physical front. He's learning our system. You know, he a little more two-gap before. Now he's learning the gap. He played some gap defense in Baltimore, and he's a good guy. He fits our room. The guys all like him. He's, you know, like I said, he's a wide body. He's a tough guy. We have a lot of confidence that he'll be with us for a while, you know, and keep doing a better job every week.